Hello and welcome to another episode of the Explained podcast series. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari and I have Shraddha Sharma with me to find out more about the vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the Oxford University collaboration. Hi Shraddha, welcome to the show.
Hi Kirtana, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about the vaccine that has been made and how it was made and how it works?
Right, Kirtana. So basically this is a joint collaboration between Oxford University and the British-Swedish drug maker AstraZeneca. So the results, the data that was published in the Lancet late evening yesterday is basically the early stage phase 1 and phase 2 trial results. So these are the preliminary results which, showed that the vaccine is both safe and efficient. So basically, when we talk about this particular vaccine, there are different ways you could create a vaccine. We know that Moderna is also almost ready for phase 3 trials. It will start from July 27th. But the technology used by Moderna vaccine is different from this vaccine. So in this vaccine, you're looking at use of a weakened version of chimpanzee adenovirus, which is used as a vector, and it's a benign version of the common cold virus that, affect chimpanzees, but they are weakened, so they do not replicate in human body. And then they are infused with the genetic material of SARS-CoV-2, that is the coronavirus spike protein. Then once it is used in the vaccine, the body responds by, generating antibodies which build immunity. But something which is interesting to note here is what the preliminary results are showing, that the antibodies, which are neutralizing proteins in terms of short-term response by the body to the vaccine to disable the virus is seen, but also with that, white blood T cells are also seen, which provide long-term immunity. But in terms of the time frame for how long will this immunity last is still not clear. But results show that it could be around 56 days the T cells could provide immunity and, fight the infected cells in an infected COVID-19 patient.
Right. Speaking about the collaboration, Shraddha, do you know what other organizations and companies are also collaborating with them?
So if we talk about India, in India, the Serum Institute, so AstraZeneca's partner Serum Institute of India, which is Pune-based, will also be initiating the clinical trial soon. And we might be looking at around 1 billion doses that Serum Institute has estimated for producing in India and other low and middle income countries. But if we talk about other vaccines, there are a few vaccines in phase 3 trials. There is China-based Sinovac CoronaVac, which is also a vaccine in phase 3 trials. But it uses a different technology, that is the weakened or inactivated virus, to generate immune response.
Shraddha, you also spoke about the vaccine from Moderna Therapeutics from the US. Can you talk about the progress of that vaccine and how it is different from the vaccine that we're talking about now, the one from Oxford?
Right. So this US biotech Moderna is using the messenger RNA technology. The vaccine is called mRNA-1273 vaccine. So Kirtana, in terms of difference, conventional vaccines contain the weakened antigen, either the bacteria or the virus. But when we talk about messenger RNA vaccine, it sends a genetic code to the cell to produce the protein of its choice. In this case, it will be against coronavirus, which means that Moderna's RNA vaccine will tell the cell to produce SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. And then our cells will become, factories to produce the vaccine for any disease. This is a new technology that has been underway for quite some time. So, as you said, it is completely different in terms of what these two companies are using for technology.
Right. And when we compare all the vaccines that are being developed right now, which one do we know that is leading at the point, at this point?
So right now, except for Moderna RNA, no vaccine than this one has the vaccine by Oxford, which has a name called AZD1222, has come so far in the process. It is the initial ray of hope that we are looking at in terms of novel coronavirus vaccine. But in terms of phase 3 trials, which are underway, and there are thousands of volunteers in UK, US, South Africa and Brazil, and it was reported roughly 30,000 people have been tested in the US alone, which might still be early to in terms of decide the efficacy of the vaccine at this point, but the preliminary results are surely pointing out positive response in terms of both immunity by in terms of safety and the efficacy.
Also, Shraddha, can you talk about the progress of the vaccines that are being produced in India, the one from Bharat Biotech and Zydus Cadila?
Right. So, Kitra, there are over 160 vaccine candidates globally. And when we talk of India, around 30 different Indian companies are trying to produce a vaccine, out of which WHO has given approval to 7 vaccine candidates so far, is what we know from reports. But they are on different stages of testing, clinical trials. Nothing has been approved after an extensive phase 3 trial. So no phase 3 reports we have so far. Covaxin, which is developed by the Hyderabad-based Bharat Biotech International Limited, it is in collaboration with ICMR and NIV Pune. It will be the first vaccine to get, it was the first vaccine to get regulatory approvals for clinical trials. And, the vaccine will make use of same inactive version of a virus, and it will use that inactive weakened virus to spike up a production of antibodies in the host body. And, recently they initiated phase 1 and 2 of testing. Over 300, between 300 to 400 people have been recruited so far from top hospitals across the country for conducting these trials. Previously we knew that a date of 15th August was declared, but it was later clarified that the deployment of the vaccine will take longer and might not be possible this year and might only be possible in early 2021. So we still have to, wait and see. In terms of Zydus Cadila, it announced the start of phase 1 of its testing previously, and the vaccine is ZyCoV-D. And extensive research is also underway in that front, while the human clinical trials are currently ongoing.
Right. Let's keep an eye on those vaccines as well. But coming back to the Oxford vaccine, is there any word on what to expect next and what their next step will be?
So we know that in terms of as soon as the phase 3 trials, which are extensive trials as we spoke about in terms of different countries and thousands of volunteers, that phase 3 data will ascertain if the vaccine is ready to be largely deployed to fight COVID-19. And in some countries like the UK, it might be available as early as September for wider use. In terms of deployment to the rest of the world, we still have to see about how, the trials go on and the approvals go on, because these things take months and they are currently ongoing. So we can only know after the phase 3 trials are, they wind up. Because in terms of phase 1 is basically to know the safety of the vaccine. Okay. And phase 2 is to know the efficacy of the vaccine. So the results that were, published yesterday had, data from phase 1 and partly phase 2 in terms of efficacy. So we know that, in terms of the volunteers, the numbers that we have, it's looking pretty good and promising. But phase 3 will actually extensively give you the results. So we still have to, wait for that.
Sure. Let's keep an eye out for all these vaccines and let's see that somebody comes out successfully. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all these details.
Thank you, Keetana.
I hope you listeners have gotten an idea about how the vaccine industry looks like right now. And let's hope something comes out. And do keep listening to all our other podcasts. And if you have any other queries or suggestions, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay locked down to Money Control. Thank you for listening.